But anyway, just to recap what I've been going over tonight, I'm very impressed with how your son is doing in my class. This is my first year as a public school elementary teacher, and I've been really lucky with this first class. Your son has been a particular bright spot, though. I'm sure he'll continue to do well in my grade and for his entire academic career. So, I think that's everything I have on the official agenda, and in fact, you were my last parent conference of the night. Although, speaking of parents, I can't help but notice it's just you tonight, and that you're not wearing a wedding ring, or that there's no other contact that you listed for your son. Oh, I'm sorry for your loss, although it was a few years ago. Your son seems to have adjusted well, but I suspect that's largely your doing. Still, it must not be easy. There's no one else in your life to help with your son? Say, a girlfriend? Or fiancé? Something? Really? That's too bad. You must get very lonely. What? No, I wasn't asking you out on a date. It wouldn't be appropriate of me as your son's teacher to date you. It's just that, well, the public school system doesn't give us much money for supplies for the classroom or the children themselves. A lot of it has to come out of the teacher's pocket directly, or else the kids have to do without. And as a brand new teacher with all kinds of student debt, well, my pockets aren't very deep. So I can't date you, but, I could exchange sex for money for school supplies? It's technically prostitution and technically illegal, but somewhat surprisingly, not against anything I found in the contract I signed. I do love our union for the concessions they get us. So I thought that you, as a lonely man, might appreciate a pretty young woman, fresh out of school with a master's degree in education and a ton of debt. I know that I'd appreciate a slightly older, very handsome man with no complicating relationships going on, especially a man that wears such a nice suit to his son's conference. Either you do something important for your job, or you just take your son's education very seriously. Either way, I'm impressed. And relieved. I just couldn't bring up the subject with other fathers tonight. Either they didn't even show up, or they were here with their wives. Or they didn't seem like the charitable kind. There were some that I also just couldn't see myself with, even to raise money for my students, but here you are, with a fancy suit and a nice watch. You could probably afford to put your son in private school pretty easily, where the teachers might actually have the supplies they need, but I'm glad you didn't. I'm glad your son is my student, and that you're here tonight. So, let me just write a number down on this slip of paper. Well, I would, at least if my pen worked. Oh, thank you. And that's a very nice pen. Anyways, I'm gonna write down a number, because I'm too shy to actually say it. Then I'll slide it back over to you. You're free to say no, of course, or to make a counteroffer, but that money would allow me to buy crayons and pencils and notebooks for the students that can't afford it, and make copies of materials for classes for all the other students, maybe even enough for some books to read them? A counteroffer, that's fair. Like I said, just slide it back to me. I can't guarantee that I'll take it, but we really do need the supplies. Oh, Oh my, you're either very generous or very bad at negotiating. You're supposed to counteroffer a lower amount. Not that I'm complaining. That amount would more than take care of the students' need for this year and mean that I don't have to keep my budget so tight personally. I don't have to eat ramen or macaroni and cheese every night. Are you sure? This is a lot. Oh, you've got your checkbook. Just make it out to the district, please, or I have a stamp here for the name if you want. I kind of like using the stamps. The students like using the regular stamps with little pictures on them, and their enthusiasm is infectious. Oh, wow. Wow, I've never seen a check for that much money. I'll definitely stamp it. I can even use the money from it to buy more stamps and stickers too. My students love those so much too, and your son always earns so many of the nicest ones on his homework. I had just about run out too. I'll just put the check in my drawer here next to the apples. Ignore those little bottles of vodka. They're just for medicinal purposes. Then we could get to a hotel if you'd like. Although you've spent enough money tonight. My place is nearby, but I'm still getting by on my college futon. Wait. You're just going to give me the money? That much money in exchange for nothing? It's not that I'm ungrateful if that's the case, but I'm not some nervous virgin if that's your concern. I mean, yeah, I am nervous about this, but I'm not a virgin. I've had sex, two and a half times. More if you count the girl I shared my dorm room with in college. I haven't had much time for a social life either. Not with my classes the last few years. I guess that's why my roommate was so convenient. And definitely not after I became a teacher, because all of my free time is taken up with lesson plans and grading and things like that. So I'm definitely not opposed to earning the donation or for thanking you for it. I think it helps that you gave it without any kind of conditions, like me having sex with you. That makes it less complicated to actually have sex with you now. We could do it right here on this desk. There's not too many things on it since I cleared it off so that there was room for me to show all of the information I have to the parents, but I've put your son's information back in the file cabinet and not yet replaced my normal things on top of it, so maybe it could just be us on top of it for a while? It has been a while for you too, hasn't it? Maybe even longer than for me. You look like a busy man too. Maybe even busier than me. Yet, you still find time to take care of your son and take an active role in his education. This could be something nice for both of us. Something we both need. There's no shame in fucking your son's teacher, and no shame for me taking money for it, especially if that money is for the students themselves. We're the last ones in this building. I had more conferences to get through than most, so I was given the keys to lock the front door when I left. See? So if we do it here, no one will walk in on us, and I'll clean the desk off when we're done, so it's just as neat as I will be in the morning when my students see me. I do like a man in a suit, too. I see them all the time from the school officials, but not as nice as this. Just this tie alone is really nice. It feels like silk. It is, isn't it? It feels so smooth in my hand as I pull it out of your jacket and pull you across the desk towards me as I meet you halfway. Would you like to kiss me? I discourage kissing among the students. It's against the rules. Though I do kiss the occasional boo-boo a student gets to make it feel better, but maybe if I kiss you on the lips, it would make both of us feel better. That was nice. Not just the kiss, but having your face so close to mine. I could smell you too. You're probably the nicest smelling boy I've run into in a long time. I could take off my dress, but I'm a little nervous about getting naked in my classroom. It's not the cameras. Those stopped working years ago, and it was never in the budget to fix them. I just would feel weird to take off all my clothes. Which makes it strange that I'm okay with having sex here, but I'll take off my panties, though, because that'll give you all the access you need. I can sense you're getting as excited as I am, too, so waiting while both of us take off our clothes doesn't really seem doable at the moment, but I am definitely doable. Very doable. Can you help me up onto the desk? Okay. I think it makes more sense if I lie on it lengthwise, so you'll need to move to the side between my legs. I'll pull up my dress. It's a bit longer than I might have worn in college. I am an elementary school teacher, after all, but that doesn't mean that under the longer skirt there isn't a very wet pussy. I think it'll be good enough if you just pull down your pants. Then you can either get on top of me on the desk or get between my legs at the edge and pull me towards you. This will be my first time on a desk. The other times involved beds and dorm rooms or the couch at my parents' place. I'm still nervous but excited, even as I look down towards you standing between my legs. You you're pulling me towards you and towards your cock. Oh, sorry, it's so big and pointy, I can't help but think I should be childproofing it somehow. But don't worry, I made sure I was childproof before I started work today. I feel your cock touch me now, and oh, it's big. Big and hard, and somehow just looks more mature than any cock I've seen before. It fits you just as well as your suits and silk ties, but I'm pretty sure it will fit me pretty well too. We won't really know until we try, though, will we? Oh, you definitely understood what I meant. You get a gold star. I get your cock slowly pushing into my pussy. I just grab the edge of the desk and as you push into me. Slowly opening to yours. You're thrusting into my body. Fucking the nervousness out. out of me. Pulling me down to meager thrust. Gonna wrap my legs around you and pull you in. You seem to like doing most of the work. This morning, and at least as childproof as I can reasonably see. Children always find a way to cause trouble, don't they? Accidents do happen. I do children someday. Part of why I became a teacher is because I love children so much. I definitely didn't do it for the money. Maybe in a few years with the... with the right man. Someone like you. Not necessarily you, but not necessarily not you. Faster. Harder, please. I've never come with a man before. Then again, those other guys were just boys. You're doing things to me they never could. Things my roommate could do to me, but in a different way. But I like this way. Oh, I like it an awful lot. Oh, more than I have any business for a school fundraising activity. Are you gonna come soon? I want you to get your money's worth for me. Although that was a lot of money, and I want to come too. Oh, I could come right now, but I want to be ready for when you come so we can do it at the same time. You're close. Yes, I have been for a while. I don't think I can fight it anymore, so please don't make me wait anymore. I want to come with you. And, orgasm as I feel your cum filling me. Yes. I can feel it starting for you and me. Such a gentleman. Helping me back to my feet and... Whoa. Hold on, I gotta... hold you for a second. A little wobbly. Oh, I gotta put my panties back on. even though they'll be ruined from it. I'll just buy some new ones though and claim it as a fundraising expense. Oh god. Whew. That was fun, wasn't it? I feel like we had some chemistry there. It's a shame I can't realistically date the parent of one of my students. Oh, of course. The school year is only 9 months long and already through a good portion of that, and your son is no longer my student, and I have 3 months of vacation to do whatever and whomever I want. I don't really want to say goodbye to you after tonight, or your son after the school year. Maybe just maybe I won't have to do either. I really do want to have children, but I'm also definitely not opposed to being the stepmom to a wonderful child like your son. He needs a mom, just like you need a woman, and I need a man, or possibly another woman, like my old roommate, but he'll do just fine too, I think.